Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 14. 1-4.
We are in an echoey room.
We are. We're in like a game room at this campground, and it's so awesome
for a
number of reasons. The primary one being it's air conditioned.
It's super air.
It's
like frigid.
Yeah.
And I just walked in from outside, and it is I feel like you could see steam rising off of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like an oven outside.
It's 94 degrees outside right now. Fully sunny. Earlier today it was quite cloudy, and in fact
kind of
sprinkle rained
a little bit.
But it's Texas out there now.
Yeah.
For sure. And I have been in the trailer where it's a little warm, not too warm though, editing together the episodes for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in here with the kids.
Yep. We started off in the playground. They have a really nice playground here. This is a great campground.
This campground is kind of amazing.
So happy that we're here. It's only about 20 minutes east of Austin. And so I'm getting ahead of myself, but we were just at the playground. And it was so hot. Our little guy seemed like completely fine with it, but me and the older kid were like, oh, we need to be inside. So we came in, and they've got this really great game room with like tables, and they have video games and things, but we were playing, me and our older son wanted to play chess. We like to play chess together. And so we had to like set up the three-year-old and also play chess. So we had dominoes going on one end of the table, and we would set up little little trails for him to like knock over and stuff. And it worked for a while, but then he was like, I want to play chess. And like our games tend to last a really long time as we are like doing battle and it's getting intense. And so we're like running over it. They've got a whole shelving unit of games. And so we like got out playing cards for them. We're like building houses of cards while we're trying to play chess. And it's a little distracting, but it was great. It was really fun. And then at the end, he was like, I want to play chess. And so we're like, okay, so I paired up. Run in.
Coming.
Do you want to talk about chess?
I won 2 times.
Nice.
Nice. How did you win?
I take the king.
That's right,
good
you did.
Job. What did you use to take the king?
The horse.
The horse?
Yep.
Fun.
You sure did.
And did you have fun on the playground?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do they have on the playground?
A playground.
Okay.
And a sand area.
Yeah, that sand area seems really nice.
With toys.
Yeah, lots of sand toys, right?
Lots of toys.
It's our turn.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you want to go work on that puzzle again? All right.
So I paired up with the little guy, and then we played the older son, who was very forgiving and kind of walked into danger for us. So that was really fun.
But this is... I'm trying to remember the last campground we went to that really had like a kind of, you know, just a community center,
a
spot to hang out. The last one I can remember was in the Redwoods, KOA in the Redwoods had a big one. But it also kind of functioned as their little restaurant and stuff like that.
Right.
And this one doesn't seem to have a restaurant unless maybe it's only on the weekends or
something. And we could have missed it.
And it could be. There's some big like barn doors in this space. But this space is just great. Campground. So this campground is only a year and a half old, which most of the time when you go to campgrounds, they have been around for a while.
Yeah.
And so every building
Everything
here is brand new. The showers are enormous and cleaner than our shower at home.
We were talking last night after we had showered, and we were like, we could do a whole episode on those showers alone, which we could.
We could and should.
Watch out, we may. They were amazing.
Yeah. And the bathrooms are spotless and
really
super well equipped. And this is kind of a remarkable campground, the wildest part of which at the very back is a farmer's field. It's fenced off, but there are longhorn steer like just right there. And so it's a really great campground. It's nice to have this large space
right.
to be able to go to in the heat of the day like this.
Well, and it's helpful for when we need to spread out, like yeah. when you need to do work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we can get out of the
way. I've got a couple big work days ahead of me, and it's mm-hmm. wonderful that this exists.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll go into town, obviously, and be running around and stuff.
Sure.
But usually we have about a half day on us before we need to come back.
Yeah.
And so it's nice for us to have a place yeah. we can pop away. And last night when we walked by, I saw a lot of people
there
in
here. There were a bunch of people in here. Yeah, like
a bunch of people.
Big TVs and
like
some
right
video
now,
games.
It's only us.
It's just us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's great.
But the day.
The day.
We should maybe talk about the day. We went into
so
Austin.
So fun. And this is my first time here. I think
that
I mentioned
it. Wild to
I
me.
Know. I feel like it shouldn't be because I know people from here.
Yeah,
and
there's just a lot
know.
Of like Janice-y things in
yeah.
Austin.
Oh,
and
I love it right
like
away.
It should make sense.
I
yeah.
love it. It's so beautiful here. And
yeah.
it's much hillier and greener than I thought it would be, you know. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we went and met some friends this morning.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Our good friend Marla, shout out to Marla if she's listening. We got to meet her awesome husband, Blake.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
really fun.
We
so
met
they,
up for breakfast for, tacos.
I know. I was like, I need to have breakfast tacos because
yeah.
I've been hearing about them for
it was
years.
Nice. You know,
it was
it's
really
like
nice.
You when you are on the road for a while, the like meeting up with folks you know
yeah.
is, you know, it's really special.
Yeah, it really kind of anchors you
yeah.
and is, it just adds just a whole nother layer of like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and getting to share. And it's so fun because they've lived here for a long time and I don't know Austin at all,
right.
having never been here.
Yeah.
And it was
And
really,
I haven't been here in a long time. I used
yeah.
to come here for the South by Southwest conference a lot, but it's been like close to 10 years. I think
yeah.
about 8 years was the last time I was here. And Austin has changed a lot
oh
in those
gosh.
8 years.
I had no idea it was as big as it is. I mean, there's
yeah.
like nearly a million people
yeah.
that live in Austin.
I mean, the downtown
And then another million,
sort
I
of,
think, in the
yeah.
surrounding area.
Yeah.
So it's definitely big.
Yeah.
And it just felt very magical today because, first of all, we had breakfast tacos that were awesome.
Yeah.
And meeting up with friends, which was
and
super fun.
It also, it's like, in terms of magic, from the point that we got off the highway to the point that we got to the breakfast taco place, it was just like taco place, taco place, taco
know,
place, taco place,
it.
Taco place. It was just unbelievable.
And we love tacos,
yeah.
so we were pretty happy.
Yeah.
Well, and then our older son wanted to go to a comic book store,
yeah.
and we found like this incredible like nerd oasis.
It was like
where...
a whole strip mall where every single thing in the strip mall was like geek culture.
It was great. It was perfect.
It was
for
amazing.
Us. We were loving it.
Yeah.
There was like a game store and a comic book
yeah,
store
and
like a
you know,
kind of art store,
collector
like
toy
collector
type
toys
play
and
store.
Like prints
yeah.
and stuff and sculptures. It was really fun. So we did that. And then Austin has this amazing
yeah,
giant
book people.
Indie bookstore downtown. So we went there and we were just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This town has a lot that we love.
Yeah.
So
and
it was
just
really
sort
fun.
Of a taste of it.
Yeah, we were just in there for a couple hours
yeah.
and then came back. So.
Came back here. And
we've got
a whole week.
Week. And
yeah.
our friend, like, she texted me a million places
yeah.
of recommendations. So I'm
yeah.
excited.
And we
to
have some other friends as well. That
there.
We're
yeah,
gonna meet
that
up
we're hoping
with,
to meet
that,
up with. Anyway, it's
so
been
yeah,
it's
going to be
been
a great,
great.
Week. And week two.
Week two.
Coming to a close.
Yep. It ends today. It ends now.
It does end now.
And then week three. Can
I
you believe,
believe
it?
It?
I can't
no,
believe it.
I'm kind of worried.
I'm kind of stressing about
yeah,
it already.
Me too.
And I need to not. There's still
yeah.
a lot left, and it's great. Every day is.
I mean, there is more than even a lot. Like, there is a huge amount left.
I know, but I'm
but
shocked
boy,
at how a couple of weeks
have gone. It has
gone
quick.
And also, another thing is when you talk to people, they're like, oh, you should go here and you should go here. And then all of a sudden it's like, there's
well,
never enough time.
Things,
I mean,
yeah.
there's so many places to go and see
yeah.
that even with a couple months, it's like,
yeah.
you got to make some decisions. But the decision to stay here has been great.
Yeah.
I'm excited to explore the area.
Yeah. And take another shower.
And take a shower like every day.
I know, I'm in.
Yeah.
It's
all
right.
Be great.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Bye. Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline
at thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.